Chapter 8. It's Incredible. On Saturday evening, Jonah arrived at Newfield Center 15 minutes before the skate thing started. The other skaters were already there, talking and joking with each other. Eric stood a little distance away with his back to a street lamp. Jonah sat on a bench and started to put on his skates.
"Cool skates, Eric," Jonah heard someone say.
Jonah turned his head to see who was speaking to Eric. It was a boy called Rob, and he was looking at Eric's new skates.
"Yeah, I just bought them today at Fraser's," Eric said.
"Very cool," said Rob.
Jonah looked down at his own skates. They were good too, but Eric's skates were the most expensive on the market. Jonah saw that Rob was also wearing new skates and a beautiful new leather jacket. Where did he get the money for that? Jonah thought. His parents aren't well off.
"Hi, Jonah. I'm here,"
said a voice behind Jonah. Jonah turned and saw Valerie.
"Hi. I'm happy you came," he said, smiling at her.
Valerie smiled too and showed Jonah what she was carrying. It was a pair of skates.
"I'm going to skate too," she said. "I'm not as good as you boys, but I can skate."
"Sure, why not?" Jonah said. "I'll be here if you need any help." However, Valerie didn't need Jonah's help. She skated very well. She even went over the waves around the fountain without falling. Jonah was impressed. Later, while Valerie sat on a bench removing her skates, Eric skated to where she was sitting and stopped next to her. Jonah watched from a distance. He saw Eric ask her something, and he saw Valerie smile at Eric and nod. Then, Valerie stood up, and Eric put her jacket over her shoulders.
"Hey, Jonah," he called. "We're all going to get some ice cream. Are you coming?"
Jonah stood silently. He had a bad feeling in his stomach.
"No, I think I'll go home now," he replied.
Suddenly, Valerie was next to him.
"Jonah, are you okay?" she asked.
Jonah nodded.
"Sure, why not?" he replied.
"We're going for ice cream," she said. "Don't you want to come with us?"
"No, that's okay," Jonah answered.
Valerie started to go, but then she stopped.
"Didn't you want to ask me something this evening?" she asked.
Jonah put his hands in his pockets.
"Oh, it isn't important," he replied. "Have a good time."
Then he skated away from her as fast as he could. On Sunday evening, Jonah got an ear infection, and on Monday he didn't go to school, so he didn't hear the news until later in the day when Bill phoned him.
"The police have accused Mr. Bird of stealing the computer parts," Bill told him excitedly. "Tyler came into class and told us all about it. Mr. Bird stole the parts and sold them. He probably wanted the money for his new motorbike."
I can't believe it," said Jonah. "Mr. Bird? A thief? How did they discover that?"
"Well," Bill continued, "a man wanted to buy a few CPUs, and Mr. Bird wrote him an email. He wrote, 'I'll take the parts from here and sell them to you.'"
Jonah was silent. It sounded incredible to him. He wanted to discuss it with Nick, but Nick was at a friend's house preparing for a test.
"I'll talk to him tomorrow after his test," Jonah decided.